You're listening to a punk movie review right here on the Prairie Punk Press Network.
You can only push so much. I can only take so much. I'm your worst fucking nightmare. You hear me? Think it off.
Why do you suppose your little blind boy quit coming around?
Remember the board? Huh? Remember the grenade? Remember me?
Hi, everybody. You're listening to a punk movie review. We are on episode 8, and this month we're doing Surf Nazis Must Die, which is a 1987 American post-apocalyptic exploitation action film directed by Peter George and starring Gail Neely, Barry Brenner, and Robert Hardin. It is a trauma movie. So it is the at some point the brainchild, or at least signed off on by Lloyd Kaufman. So I guess that makes maybe some of the iconography more okay. Maybe. I don't know.
It was a movie.
It was a movie.
Kind of.
If I ever meet Lloyd Kaufman, I'd like to ask him if he actually signed off on it, or if he just threw some money at it and was like, okay, it's you can put it under trauma. I guess it looks ridiculous enough.
Right. So
the plot of the movie is an earthquake leaves the California coastline in ruins and reduces the beaches to a state of chaos. A group of neo-Nazis led by Adolf, played by Brenner, the self-proclaimed Führer of the New Beach, takes advantage of the resulting chaos by fighting off several rival surfer gangs to seize control of the beaches. Meanwhile, an African-American jogger, he's jogging, but he is like a foreman on the beach, working for a company on the beach. It was kind of unclear. Is killed by the surf Nazis while jogging. Leroy's mother, known as Mama Washington, who's played by Neely, is devastated by the loss of her son and vows revenge. After arming herself with a handgun and grenades, she breaks out of her retirement home and exacts vengeance on the surf Nazis. Man, that sounds way better than it actually was. Anyway, my name is Neckbone.
Hi, I'm Jerbear, and this movie was too long.
It was way too long, and it was not even an hour and a half.
And right. It was still an hour and 23 minutes, and yep. I would say only 23 minutes of that was actually plot. About an hour of it was weirdly filmed scenes of surfing. I thought that it was like, what do you call it? Stock footage of people surfing.
Yeah,
but it was actually the cast surfing.
Yeah,
that was Adolf and what was the other one?
Well, there was
Mangala.
It was
right, them surfing.
Mangala. So they must actually be surfers,
right? The actors, and then the ninjas, they surfed as well,
right?
It was a lot of ridiculous shots of them surfing. I don't know what kind of film they used, or if they used a different camera or something, but it was definitely different than what the rest of the film was, what the rest of the movie was filmed with. And I say there's only about 23 minutes of plot, but
that's
that plot
generous.
Is super thin anyway.
Right.
I'd never seen this before. Mm-hmm. I knew it looked ridiculous. I thought it was going to be closer to Class of Nukem High.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Sergeant Kabuki Man.
Yeah.
But it was not.
Some of the better trauma films.
Right. Yeah. It was not. It was pretty bad. There were some hilarious lines, though.
Right.
And, you know, in classic trauma fashion, terrible acting.
Awful.
You know, which is, you know, sometimes charming, but Diminishing returns in this, just because everything else was so thin and just uninteresting. It wasn't that good
It
for
was
even for
not
trauma.
all the best part. Like, I think that I could have gotten everything I needed from it from just watching the trailer. That was basically, they put all the best scenes with Mama in the trailer. And you think that's going to be the whole movie, or at least most of the movie. I realize they have to set up some sort of plot, but some reason why she's getting her vengeance. But
I was hoping for more Nazi killing, maybe somewhere in between like Class of Nukem High and Hobo with a Shotgun is
Yeah,
what I was hoping for.
great movies. Yeah.
But no, it was not. It was meh. And I don't think it was as hard on the Nazis as it should have been.
It wasn't. It was really it's funny. My wife was she was actually doing homework while in the same room with me while we were watching it, so she wasn't paying that close of attention. But she asked in the middle of it, she said, "Is this like a Warriors knockoff?" And I was like, I wish it was good enough to be
Surf
called a Warriors
Warriors.
knockoff." And like yeah, they made the Nazis a little too like punk rock aesthetic for my comfort level. I didn't like that. And I
Yeah,
realized
some of
there
the
are Nazi
styling
puns, but
was a little weird. They did get the braces right, though. I mean, he was wearing red suspenders, so that was accurate. One of them, I'm not sure what his name was, but you'll know who I'm talking about when I describe what his aesthetic was. He looked like a droog. He was wearing a white shirt and a bowler cap and had eyeliner on. I mean, he was basically pulled from A Clockwork Orange. He didn't have a cod piece, but everything else was there. Yeah, it's just strange. Like, there were ideas there. I don't think that the ideas were baked quite long enough.
There was a
And
good
I don't,
movie hidden in there somewhere
yeah, for
they could have
sure.
pulled out.
And I don't want to say that it was pro-Nazi because it wasn't at all. I just think that there wasn't enough violence towards Nazis. There should always be more violence
There
towards
should.
Nazis.
And spoiler alert, the Nazis do get their comeuppance, but
Yeah, they do, but
at the same time, and I realize that there's no way it could have been pro-Nazi. It is, like we said, it's under the Troma label, which is owned by Lloyd Kaufman, who, for those of you who don't know, is a Jewish man. So he would probably not be very friendly toward Nazis. And the black woman in the movie was the hero character. I would like to call her the protagonist, but she wasn't in there enough.
Yeah, it
Like,
was like
I was thinking
10
she
minutes.
was right. I thought that this was going to be like a real hero's journey for her. And it was like, okay. And she had some cool stuff that she did. And we got to know her character a little bit right at the beginning. I was like, oh, she seems awesome. And I guess we won't see her again until the end of the movie. Why? It took way too long. I think we were about 30 minutes in or so before Leroy even got killed.
40 minutes, I'm pretty sure,
Or
because
40 minutes.
in my notes, I say n nothing happened until about 40 minutes in. And
Forty.
that was when
Yeah.
Leroy was murdered.
Which, by the way, when he that kid, that Nazi youth kid steals that woman's purse, he gets it back for her, and then Adolf makes a mama joke, and Leroy doesn't like that, so he like throws him on the ground, and then suddenly, out of nowhere, there are two Nazis standing over, and there's people on this beach, and it's daylight. And where the fuck did those two Nazis come from? Because around them was there was it was just open beach.
Maybe
There's
they
no way that
had a bunker in the sand
he
and they just popped out of it.
there's no way he didn't see them coming up.
Maybe they're made of sand.
There was a
Maybe they're
few.
sand Nazis.
Maybe that's the next movie. That's the sequel to Surf Nazis, is the Sand Nazis, that are just made of sand. Oh, well, I guess Sandman and Marvel was not a Nazi, but it's like that's I guess that's already a villain. But So they can just be like Sandman, but Nazis instead of a guy in a stripy shirt.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of and he has the Adolf character has his basically ripped right out of Warriors, but with way fewer extras scene where he's gathering all the gangs to be like, we need to band together to take over this beach, and you're all going to follow me under the swastika banner. To which, thankfully, all of them are like, no, we're not going to do
Right.
that.
One of the funny things to me was the swastikas kept switching directions. It was never a consistent direction. It was kind
And
of
they're kind of
funny.
squiggly. They're kind of squiggly swastikas. And I'm sure that was because they didn't want to use actual, real Nazi iconography. I'm
Yeah, for
sure.
sure.
That and it was, you could tell that they were obviously making fun of Nazis too, because it's such a ridiculous. I mean, that one kid Smeg, who still lives with his
Meg.
mom. There was a scene where they were in. He was at his mom's house. Smeg was in his mom's house, in the kitchen, and he kept saying, she said, "I don't want you to hang out with those Nazi kids anymore." And he said, "But I have to follow Adolf." And she laughed and said, "Is that what Ricky Jackson's calling himself these days?" It's just like, it's think like it is. That's what Nazis really do look like. They just look like little fucking idiots
Right,
playing,
cosplaying.
cosplaying.
Gregory, take that wetsuit off.
No way. Adolf is expecting me.
Adolf? Good God, Gregory. Is that what that snotty Ricky Johnson calls himself now?
Mom.
And what are we going to learn today, Gregory?
Don't call me Gregory.
How to assassinate your parents? You're not going back to them.
They're cool. We're the gnarliest gang around, Mom.
Yeah, right. And don't call me Mom.
What?
It's reverse psychology. I asked Dr. Sneff all about how to deal with you and your neo-Nazi crap. You know what he said to me? You know what he said? He said you have suppressed hatred for your father and me.
I don't hate you.
Oh, yes, you do, Gregory.
Like, I just want to live my life my way.
Okay, Smeg, I got a flash for you. Go live your life.
See you later.
So that I thought that was a positive. That actually made me laugh out loud. That one scene. And there was a couple of mama's lines that made me laugh, and that's about it.
One of my favorite lines was when the biker was counting his money. And what was it? It was like 10, 30, 50, 40. Good.
10, 30.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Candyman himself, what will it be?
Usual, baby.
Oh, the usual.
Right, yeah. Right. Which also, when, like three Nazis show up to get the money from the biker gang because now all the gangs below them are subordinate to them, I guess, and owe them money. Which I didn't think that wasn't my takeaway from that meeting, but I guess maybe I missed something. But the Nazis walk into that biker bar, and it is a biker bar filled with bikers. And it's like three Nazis. And they threaten that big beardy dude. Who's bigger than all of them put together? And he's like, "Oh, okay, I'll pay." And I'm just thinking the whole time, I'm like, that biker gang would fuck those Nazis up. There was, I counted it, there were seven Nazis in the Nazi gang. Seven. Seven of
Total.
them. Total.
Not at the
That's it.
bar. Total.
Total. Yeah, three of them were at the bar. Total. Seven of them. And you're telling me that all those other gangs, a biker gang, a gang that literally knows ninjutsu, the Japanese gang who all knew ninjutsu and hung out in like a Japanese like style, what do they call those? Like the pergola, the Japanese like pergola,
Pagoda.
pagoda, what? Yeah, whatever it's called. Which I was just like, just leaning into stereotypes like crazy,
Oh,
aren't
yeah,
they?
for sure.
Which, I mean, it's a trauma film. It is what it is.
Well, and they did for the white people too. Like the white
They did.
surfers were stereotypical, like Southern California.
Right.
Whoa, surfer guys.
Yeah, there was like the hippie gang that was like wearing tie dye and shit. They were going surfing. And the whole time I'm thinking, especially if these gangs band together, like I mean, I honestly I think the bikers could have taken them out, or the ninja gang, the Japanese gang, and any one of them could have taken them all out. But especially together, they would have made short work of those Nazis. I don't know why they couldn't. And every time a different gang attacked them, the other gang got killed. And I'm just thinking, but why
Well,
and
that to be
how?
fair, that one dude had a really sweet hook. The best hook hand I've ever seen in a movie, probably.
Yeah, the one that looked kind of like a spatula. Yeah. Spatula hook. Yeah, it's true.
That's a good looking hook.
Yeah, well, that was a good
Very
look.
dangerous.
That was very dangerous. I think they did give him a little backstory. Didn't he lose his arm to a shark or something?
Yes, his hand got bitten off by a shark while he was being a surf Nazi.
I mean, that's what you get for being a surf Nazi, I guess.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what happens.
Don't be surf Nazis, kids.
Oh, when Ava was threatening somebody about coming to the part, they were having a party, and she was trying to make sure people come, and she was like, "You'll be RSVPing blood." That
Yeah, I
was a
just
good line.
like
I like that.
yeah. I do like the how tough they tried to seem just made them seem even more ridiculous. So I did like that because you and I have had run-ins with actual neo-Nazis in our hometown of Wichita, Kansas, and they do certainly try to seem tough.
Oh,
And
yeah.
some of them are pretty scary, but some of them are also paper
Paper
tigers. So,
tigers.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine all of them are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was Hook who looked like a droog. Besides
Yep.
his hook hand, he looked like a droog.
Yeah.
Another good line out there from the Nazis was it's anarchy out there. Yeah, big business.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what that means?
And it's just they're just saying words. They're just saying
Just
words that
like the
they've
Sex
heard.
Pistols.
Right, just such simple souls.
Yeah.
You heard a word and then you said the word that you heard. Just such a
Oh,
gentle, simple soul. You poor dumb bastard.
yes.
But I did think it was funny that all the surf Nazis all had names. Well, most of them had names of infamous Nazis. Like there was Adolf, Mengele,
Ava.
Ava, right. And then there was some
Smeg? The
Smeg,
famous Nazi Smeg?
famous Nazi refrigerator. I don't know. Isn't that a refrigerator brand?
Smeg?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it is.
I
Yeah.
just think of smegma.
Oh yeah. No, Smeg's a refrigerator. I don't know if it was back
Wow.
then. Yeah.
That's a terrible name for a refrigerator brand.
That's a terrible name for anything, I
Yeah,
think. Yeah.
except for smegma.
Smegma, yeah.
It's appropriate name for that.
And then Smeg's mom, it really is just credited as Smeg's mom. She didn't even get a fucking name. Just
Nice.
Smeg's mom.
Poor
Great.
Smeg's mom.
Yeah.
She's the best character.
Her name is Bobby Breese in real life. So Bobby Breese, I'm so sorry you didn't get a name in Surf Nazis Must Die. But I'm sure that you had a wonderful career after this. I would look it up, but you do not have your own page on Wikipedia or IMDb. I'm so
She
sorry.
was really good at cutting up celery, or rather pretending to cut up celery.
I
She did
mean,
a good job of faking that. I kept waiting for her to cut it, and I was like, this time she's gonna cut it. Nope, didn't do it. This time, nah, nope, she
she's
didn't
trying to
cut
build suspense, you Claude.
it. Fair enough. Fair
Yeah,
enough. I
that's called acting, my friend. Okay.
Right.
Oh yeah, then there was Brutus Hook Ariel. I don't know who Ariel was.
I don't either.
I don't remember that. Played
I don't
by
know. Was
good
she a
old.
Nazi?
It was a dude.
Oh.
Tom Demenkoff
Tom
played
DeLonge?
Ariel. Yeah, Tom DeLonge. Yeah, Tom Demenkoff played Ariel.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know him from other things such as, I'm just kidding, he doesn't have his own page. I have no idea what the fuck else he's been in.
You almost had me.
I know. Like, well, are we going to go down this Tom Demenkoff IMDb? Yeah. No, most of these people had not, as far as I can tell, been in anything else. Do you want to guess what the budget of Surf Nazis Must Die was?
I already know what it was.
Do you?
Yeah, it was $20,000.
It was $20,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty
Yeah.
impressive, even by 1987 standards, to make a movie that shitty with
Right.
only $20,000.
I feel like if you gave me $20,000, I could make a better movie than
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, what was the budget of My Dinner with Andre? Like, the vast majority of it took place in a restaurant, and it was fucking great.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you can make a good movie on almost no budget.
Yeah.
Because I think if I remember right, Wallace Shawn actually wrote and produced it himself. And probably had virtually no budget, and now it's, a cult classic. Would we call it a cult classic, I guess? Yeah.
Yeah, sure, why not?
There we go. I haven't seen that one in a while. I need to rewatch it. Wallace Shawn, by the way, is based. So,
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Great politics on that guy.
Yep.
Inconceivable that
Inconceivable.
he
Love
is
him.
so based.
He is. Yeah. And also, he was the Grand Negus on Star Trek Deep Space Nine, too.
Yes,
So,
of course.
yeah. For all my fellow Trekkies out there. Yeah. There's many reasons to love Wallace Shawn. That's just one of many. So I watched this movie last night.
Same.
I was glad that it was only an hour and 23 minutes.
It felt longer.
It felt a lot longer. But I watched some TV after it because I was like, I need to just rinse that right out of my brain. And it was still relatively early because it was thankfully short. My wife sat beside me and did her homework for grad school while I watched it, and then she took a nap through the second half of it. And I was like, yeah, lucky.
Lucky.
Lucky, lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have liked to have napped this movie too. I didn't
I
take
would have
notes.
rather have done a lot of things than
Yeah.
watch that movie.
It
But
is,
I'm glad I
yeah.
finally watched it just because I hadn't seen it before, and it seems like something that you should see as a punk rocker.
Right,
Surf
right.
Nazis Must Die, right?
Right. And, I generally speaking, I usually like trauma films. And
Same.
I'm looking at this movie, and I think Lloyd Kaufman must have just like let them produce it under his label, because I'm not seeing his name anywhere in the credits.
Yeah, I think he just distributed it, maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Like,
Because it didn't feel a lot like a trauma movie. There was some trauma-ish stuff about it. Some of the, kind of cheesy, gory
yeah.
scenes, like gory scenes on a low budget, was very like trauma-esque from like the early days of trauma.
Yeah.
But trauma movies are usually fun, and this wasn't fun. And it had
Yeah.
all the ingredients to make it fun.
Yeah, it just kind of fell flat.
Right.
And for exploitation film, there wasn't a lot of exploitation in it. The common tropes of the genre were kind of missing. And what was there was very sparse, like I said, I didn't hate it, but I mean, it just didn't live up to the trauma name, I
No, it didn't.
guess. It was, like you said, a lot less fun than you usually get from trauma. So,
And the trailer made it look like it was a lot of fun.
yeah.
And I think Mama was a very fun character that they just
Yeah.
didn't do anything with.
Right.
She had
It's almost like an afterthought.
She had some
Like,
great, like I like when she pulled out the cigar and started smoking it and playing cards in the middle of the retirement home. I thought that was fucking awesome. And I was like, wow, she's cool. I can't wait to see more of her. And then I had to wait through the entire rest of the movie to see like 20 minutes of her at the end. And I thought, isn't she the fucking protagonist? Why is she not in this? So much time was given to the Nazis. So much time that you're like, wait, these are the bad guys, right? Like, these are still the bad guys.
I think they were attempting to make them look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we get it because they're bad. They're Nazis. They're bad.
Like, you don't have to keep showing them doing weird, like, bad stuff and having, like, bad conversations because they're Nazis.
Right.
The fact that they're bad is already implied. Like, we get that.
It's kind of lame.
One of the lines that did make me laugh a lot was the biker gang when they're at the obviously ripped off from the Warriors scene where they gather all the gangs. Mm-hmm. And the biker guy says, "What's this all about, Kraut?
What's this all about, Kraut?
Sand."
It's good.
And Hedoff just goes, "Sand." my mind just went to that scene in Star Wars. Uh-huh. I think it was episode 2 where Anakin's just, "I don't like sand.
I hate sand.
That's all it's I can everywhere. Think of. That's all I can Course, think of for the rest of dry. The movie.
Yeah.
I would even rather be watching episode 2. Which was not good.
We should just start saying, "What's this about, Kraut?" randomly.
I think so.
Just because sand. It rhymes.
There was also not a lot of, but right next to each other, back to back, gratuitous boobs.
That was the little bit of, you know, trauma exploitation I was talking about. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, there was the girl in the biker bar, and then not too long after that, there was Ava. When her and Adolf were having sex in the middle of everybody on the beach, and for some reason, Smeg likes to watch. Yeah. Apparently, Smeg's just watching. From on top of a rock.
Look, when you grow up in the suburbs, a loser, and become a Nazi, you don't get that many opportunities.
Sure.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Smeg likes to watch. It did remind me of, like, did you ever see The Room?
Yeah.
Yeah. It did remind me of The Room, the
how awkward it was.
Yeah, well, the kid character whose name is right now, who's supposed to be like Danny, I think, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, but he's always wandering into their house. He's like a neighbor kid or something, but he's like a 30-year-old.
Right.
What the fuck ever. I mean tell me why I was like 50 when they shot that, and he's supposed to be like a 30-year-old. So age is fucking irrelevant in that movie.
Right.
But he's supposed to be like a kid, and he keeps like showing up, and like Tommy and his girlfriend start making out, and he's trying to watch. It just reminded me of The Room.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey, can I stick around?" And you're like, "Fuck no, creep. Get the fuck out of my house." What are you talking about? I did not like, and I realize, I get it. They're Nazis. I get it.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they dropped the N-word twice. Two times. Yeah. Didn't care for that. Didn't find it necessary, because this isn't supposed to be, this isn't American History X.
Right.
We're not trying to see accurate representations of how Nazis would actually act around Black people. We don't need to see that. This is supposed to be like a tongue-in-cheek, like cheesy, you know, surf Nazis with their squiggly swastikas that get, you know, killed because they're fucking Nazis. But we didn't need to hear them drop the N-word two times. We get it.
No.
They're racist. I understand that. This is supposed to be a fun movie. But the Ava and Adolf death scenes, though, were fucking hilarious.
Yeah, for sure.
So at some point, so the last 20 minutes of the film, Mama starts hunting these Nazis, and she chases them on a motorcycle, or she throws a grenade into their hideout and kills a bunch of them.
And kills then, Hook and Mangala, right?
Yeah,
no,
I think
not
so.
Mangala, for, I don't remember.
Well, one of them, Adolf, kills one of them himself, because one of the hippie guys blinds him with acid.
Okay.
Which was another hilarious scene, because there is a hippie guy against a wall wearing a fucking tie-dyed wetsuit.
Fucking understand why the pipeliners were no show. I can't. The
always had the smell of chicken shit on him. I need a beer.
Yeah, give me one, would you?
Come on! Ow!
The fucking the Nazi guy's like walking to go get a beer, walks right by him and doesn't see him, and I'm like, he is wearing a tie-dyed fucking wetsuit. How the fuck did you not see him there? It's so fucking ridiculous. That made me laugh too. There were some things that made me like laugh. Like, I don't think that they intended for them to be funny, but they just were. Because it was so like
maybe it was what's the name of the Nazi we didn't recognize, Ariel.
Ariel, yeah, maybe it's Ariel.
Maybe that's Ariel. The one that dies from the grenade.
Maybe, yeah.
He had longer hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think. Okay, I think you're right. Yeah,
maybe.
But there's the guy who gets blinded by the acid, and Adolf sees him, and he's like, "Help me!" And he goes, "You're of no use to me anymore." And he shoots him with an arrow.
Yeah.
So that's how that guy died. He's killed by another one.
Yeah. That was the guy with the spear gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to remember all the different Nazis. It was so bad that it kind of went in one eye and out the other. Is that how that works when you watch something and don't pay attention?
Trying like hell to pay attention and actually give a fuck about any of these characters. And
the muscly guy with the spear gun.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who was like oiled up in every scene. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We get it. Yeah. You work out. Yeah. I get it.
Uh-huh. cool muscles, man. Bro.
Awesome. You work out way more than anyone else. Good job. Now oil up. And then Mama comes and... Oh, so they kill the hippie guys. The hippies are no match for them. I mean, they already took out bikers and ninjas, so I don't know why a bunch of hippies thought they were going to get the drop on them, but... Mama comes and 20 minutes left in the movie. Finally, Mama encounters the Nazis, which is because, you know, normally you think like, wow, in the last time there must have been a lot of build up to that. Not really.
No.
She's her son was killed. Understandable. He's a grieving parent. She goes and buys a gun and some grenades. And then nothing happens for a long time. And then she comes and throws a grenade, kills a couple of the Nazis. And Adolf and Ava try to escape, right? Mm-hmm. And she chases them on the motorbike. Mm-hmm. They've got like a motorcycle. And she hunts them down, or she like switches vehicles. I don't remember why they switched vehicles. Then suddenly she was in the van and they had the motorcycle. And she chases them down to like a construction site, shoots at them a couple of times, doesn't get them. And then they run off, and to escape her, they grab their surfboards because they are surf Nazis.
Yeah,
it's right there in the title. And they try to go. They try to surf away from her, which I don't think they know how surfing works, because you do just end up back on the beach eventually. ideally, you ride a wave back to the beach.
That's usually what happens.
Surf
Nazis
do this.
Yeah.
Which way they go?
Usually. Now, typically. I'm not a surfing expert. We are two guys from Kansas. So
right. I'm no surf scientist, but
I'm not a surfologist. I guess I don't really know any surfers. If you're a surfer and you listen to the podcast, Johnny,
correct us on this.
Johnny, does Johnny go surfing in Minnesota there?
Yes.
All right. I guess they are attached to the Great Lakes, so I guess it's a good storm. If it's warm enough and there's a good storm, I guess you'd catch a wave. But yeah.
I think he's a street surfer.
A street surfer? Isn't that just called a skateboarder?
No, I think in the movie they called him street surfing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the kids with the skateboards.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they said we're street surfers.
Okay. All right.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, because skateboarding had not been invented yet. I guess.
No.
In
Well,
1987.
Post-apocalyptic.
Right, in the near future.
L.A.
That's true.
In the near apocalyptic future.
Mm-hmm. Takes place all the way in the year 1998.
Street surfing.
Yeah. Mama runs up to these two guys who are fishing. One of them says, I'm not getting any bites here. I'm going to go out on the boat. And so she pulls a gun on them and is like, I'm going out on the boat with you. And he's like, okay.
Fishing ain't no good. Neither are the goddamn hot dogs. What do you say we take the boat out in the harbor, try our luck out there?
Today's your lucky day, sucker. You and me are going trolling for some surfers.
And then it takes her out on the boat. She's holding the gun on him the whole time. And I'm like, hey, he seems like a pretty willing participant.
Yeah.
And then
you need to threaten him.
And then she puts the gun away and he's still just doing whatever she says after she's put the gun away. And he's like, okay, not questioning anything. Yeah. And she points at Ava and commands him to run Ava over with the boat, decapitating her,
yeah,
which is, I guess, how boats work.
Yeah.
And
that was
the guy,
brilliant.
The guy,
that was great.
The guy's just like, she's like, I need you to take me out on the boat. And I want you to run over that surfer and murder her. And the guy's like, all right. does not question it. It's just like, hey,
look,
lady said I got to run you over. Got to run you.
It's post-apocalyptic near future LA. What else is he going to do?
Wait, it's like, I'm not doing anything else, I guess. So
yeah.
Fuck it. Then that poor bastard gets hit by the spear gun. And so Mama takes over the boat. And I'm like, why didn't she just take the boat by herself the first time? She obviously knows how to she knows how to use it. She knows how to drive the boat. She's driving it just fine after that. Like, why'd she even need that guy? The
Maybe
fuck
she
is
just
he
needed
doing?
To watch him for 5 minutes. And then she just learned how.
She was like, okay. Yeah, now I've absorbed this information. Is she like the Borg or something? She can just assimilate that. Okay. That works for me.
Did you miss that part?
Oh yeah, that where she got assimilated and then assimilated everybody else. That would have made a better movie.
It wouldn't have taken much to make it a better movie.
No, it's true. But then she finally she catches up to Adolf, hits him with the boat. It doesn't kill him. She's looking around for him. He jumps out of the water like Jaws style, like a shark, and she just turns around and shoots him through the mouth. Or at first she says, I want you to taste what Mama's cooking, or something like that. What's the one-liner? It's something like that.
I don't
that.
Know. It sounds pretty good, though.
Why don't you taste what Mama's cooking? We'll go with that.
Taste some of Mama's home cooking, Adolf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And shoots him in the mouth.
Slow motion and roll credits.
Poor Ricky Johnson.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Not poor Ricky Johnson.
Yeah. It's funny because they keep implying that, like, even Smeg, they keep implying that these are like kids. And I'm like, all these people are like 30.
I mean, easily. Adolf looked like he was pushing 50.
Right. He definitely did.
And Ava sounded like she was pushing 50.
People smoked a lot back then. I don't know.
That's
to tell
true.
You. Yeah. Maybe they all were like 16, but people just aged horribly in 1987.
You're not wrong.
That would make them not too far off from our age then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. I guess I don't have that many more notes, really.
Okay.
I mean, there's not a lot to say about this movie.
There's really not. It seems like a thing we're doing where we pick a movie and there's just not a whole lot to say about it afterwards.
Right.
So we
did
I'm
have
hoping...
SLC Punk, which was 2 hours of us talking because
there
was
a lot
to say about that movie.
Same with a band called Death. I mean,
band called Death,
the movie and the director. So
right.
There was a lot to discuss there, but
right. That we had to cut into 2 different episodes.
Yeah.
So, So sometimes there's a lot to say. There's not a lot to say about this movie. And say what you will about SLC Punk. At least it was interesting, if not good,
yeah.
But It kept us talking.
Yeah, there were things to discuss.
Right.
Yeah, this film is just kind of a letdown. Not a lot to it.
Would you recommend anybody watch it?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
No. Before seeing it, I would be like, yeah, I bet that's probably pretty good. You know, for Trauma. You get what you get with Trauma, you know.
Right. Yeah.
You ought to know what you're walking into when you watch a Trauma movie. And I feel like this was not what a normal Trauma experience is.
Right. Agree. It's not at all.
It's fun. And this wasn't really fun. It was pretty boring.
It was. So if this is the only Trauma movie you've seen, watch some other Trauma movies. Watch some that Lloyd Kaufman's actually put his stamp of approval on instead of just distributed.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Obviously, The Toxic Avenger. Sergeant Kabuki Man is completely bonkers and ridiculous. It is.
You will not be
newer
bored.
Stuff, I believe 2009 is when Poltergeist came out, and that's a fun one. Mm-hmm. That is I would call that for sure a punk rock movie. I think it was made by punk rockers. There's lots of punk rockers in it. Maybe have you seen that one?
Yeah.
Poltergeist.
Yeah. Okay. A long time ago. Yeah.
Maybe we do that sometime.
We should do that.
That's fun.
Yeah, there's so many Trauma movies that the video store I used to work for had an entire Trauma section.
Right.
That was just dedicated to Trauma. And we had, I think we did have this movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I never watched it.
Oh, Class of Nukem High. We talked about that earlier. That's a Trauma film.
Yeah. So don't judge Trauma based on this movie. Everybody has to have their stinkers, I guess. Another Trauma distributed movie was Cannibal the Musical, which was Trey Parker and Matt Stone's first movie. Yeah, the South Park guys. That was their first movie they made in college, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah, so I think Mark talked about that a little bit when we discussed Trauma with him.
Solid songs if you like musicals, it's cheesy as shit, but it's entertaining. So we're gonna move on to our positives and negatives segment. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Positives.
Yeah.
They kill Nazis.
Yeah.
There's some decent music in it.
Yeah. The soundtrack was very like 80s exploitation movie appropriate.
Uh-huh.
The score was good for the movie that they thought they were making, I guess. It's like the score could have been on a better movie. It did give me that, like, the 80s exploitation feel.
I also like the hook hand quite a lot.
Oh, okay. Spatula hand.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's it.
For me, I liked Big Mama as a character, and I would have liked to have seen her do more.
For sure.
And don't get me wrong, no one in this movie is a good actor. No one. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't matter because, you know, it's a Trauma movie, so you're not expecting people to be winning Oscars with this shit.
Right.
But I still liked her character, and I thought for the movie that it was, the actor did a fine job of portraying the character. She was, even though she was only in it for like 20 minutes and a few earlier scenes, I would have liked to have seen more of her, maybe some more character development. I liked that the actors actually surfed. And I liked that the Nazis got their comeuppance at the end. What are your negatives?
The plot was super thin. All the superfluous surfing and just a lot of the just dialogue that was unnecessary and went on too long.
Yeah.
Focused way too much on the Nazis doing very little and not enough on Mama preparing to get her revenge. I feel like it could have been a much better revenge flick. There's so much possibility there, and it just didn't
right It
just didn't happen.
It didn't deliver what we
somebody
were promised
should,
by the trailer.
Somebody should remake it and make it better.
Yeah. Make it actually based on the trailer
Mark?
That we saw. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Patrick?
Somebody? Yeah. Everybody let's all work together to make this a better movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I volunteered to play one of the guys in the hippie gang. I just think it'd be funny.
Fucking hippie.
I know. I want to put on one of those hippie wigs and wear a tie-dye wetsuit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I definitely have the figure for a wetsuit, so.
It's true.
Yeah, you know what, world? You're welcome.
Yeah.
In advance, you're welcome.
I can't wait.
My negatives are shockingly dull for what the movie's supposed to be about. Moves way too slow. Mm-hmm. Not enough mama. And the two N-word drops.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, it's not that movie. Like I said, it ain't American History X. They're not necessary.
Yeah.
They just wanted to shock people, I guess. But it doesn't work for this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. Even being 1987, I don't think it was necessary.
Not
I don't think
all.
It's ever necessary, but American History X. I mean, it's gritty and stuff.
Movies
and
that are actually like dark realism. Gritty about actual Nazis and shit. Like, I mean, okay.
I don't like it, but I get it, I guess. Right. Yeah. It didn't make sense in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would you make it better? We covered this a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wrote a couple sentences of how just like you could, even without changing the budget or the actors or anything, you could make it better.
Yeah.
But have it move faster, more action with mama. I would have the death of Leroy happen closer to the beginning.
Right.
And then have some more character development for mama. Less of the Nazis. Don't we get it? They're bad. They're Nazis. And then I would have her picking off the Nazis one by one and torturing them to get information about how to find Adolf, the main Nazi. I also would have had Adolf be the one who killed her son.
Right.
It was Hook Hand.
Right.
So like Adolf's supposed to be the big bad. So it's, you know, it's supposed to be a cheesy exploitation movie. Like, let's just make it that she keeps capturing Nazis. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, make it like, it's like a video game. You knock out the weakest boss first and you work your way up the bosses, torturing them for information. Then at the very end, you get to Adolf through Ava, who's your next to last boss, your penultimate boss. And, you know,
you could even use Ava to draw Adolf out, you know?
Right. Right.
And then
you end up killing her anyway.
More interesting.
Right. And then, you know, Adolf tries some sneaky trick to, you know, he almost makes mama feel empathy for him. And then he tries some sneaky trick to try to kill her. And then she, you know, blasts him right there at the end. And then credits roll.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're basically not even changing the ending. But it would have been, to me, that would have been a way better movie. What would you do to make it better?
I mean, basically all the same things you said. But like it's as we talk about it, you know, I think about it more and reflect on it more, and it's a revenge flick without the revenge fantasy,
right?
And just, I mean, it happens too fast and too slow. Like you said, I mean, spend more time with mama, spend time with the rival gangs. You know, there's so much story there that they didn't explore. Explore that shit.
Right. And
like I said,
you
there's great ideas there. They just didn't fucking
make it happen. Instead of having Leroy be some random foreman at an oil rig on the beach, I guess.
Right.
It's pretty vague what his job is there. I would have had him just be a surfer too. And they're like, you know, they don't want him surfing on their beach.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, they can have the scenes. Cause like I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't feel anything for these characters.
Right.
I want to feel something for them.
Yeah.
I want, you know, as Adolf is, you know, begging for his life, mama keeps seeing like these flashbacks of Leroy running into the surf and like him alive and thriving.
Yeah.
And keeps thinking like, I mean, you can make it be very emotional, even with a low budget.
Right.
Where you can like, wow, I really feel this mother's pain. They just didn't do that.
Right.
And I don't for the life of me know why they didn't. I mean, it's it's basically somebody wanted to make a cheesy movie about surf Nazis, and they don't know how to tell a story, or didn't in 1987 know how to tell a story. I can't speak to what Peter George is doing now. I'll probably look him up on IMDb later. In fact, let me see what else he's done. So,
Uh-oh.
So the next movie he made was called Skate Nazis Must Die.
I watched that now.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so
he's got an idea, all right. So check it out. The first movie. They're surfers, but Nazis, right?
I so wish I had not clicked on them. And then he did a movie called Young Goodman Brown in 1993. And he directed two episodes of a TV show called Acapulco Heat from 1998 to 1999.
Is that like a ripoff of Silk Stockings or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nice. I've never heard of it. Who's in that? Allison Armitage, Krista Salls, Michael Wirth. Okay, so a bunch of people I've never heard of. Cool.
All right, we have to find Skate Nazis Must Die.
Skate Nazis Must Die.
Look to see if that's on Tubi.
Yeah. Everybody check out Tubi and see all these great movies. Tubi, give us some money. Yeah, and even the Young Goodman Brown, I'm looking at it now, that I don't recognize any of these actors, which is not necessarily a bad thing, necessarily. I've seen some great movies with a bunch of unknowns in them before.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, I doubt that this guy has directed any of those. So, yeah, Peter George, he did stuff with movies. The IMDb rating for this movie is 3.8 out of 10.
Which is generous.
Generous, yeah, I agree. but now we're going to subject it to our rating systems, because we have two. So the first one is How Punk Is a Movie. And the movie that is the least punk is A Poser. The movie that is pretty punk, but could be more punk, is A Punk-a-Marocker Movie. And then Upper Crust is the punkest a movie can be. What would you give Surf Nazis Must Die?
I mean, they kill Nazis, so we'll give it a Punk-a-Marocker.
Okay, same here. Yeah, Punk-a-Marocker, because the Nazis die. For our next scale, which is How Good Is the Movie, that changes with every episode. So this time I think we should do, there were seven Nazis in the movie, so we're going to rate it 1 to 7 dead Nazis. How many dead Nazis would you give it?
I think like one stubbed toe of a Nazi.
I'm going to be more generous than you. I will give it 2 out of 7 dead Nazis.
Okay.
Yeah. And my reasoning for that is because of I thought that the mama character was great, even though she was underused.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't just make her, she didn't start out as like this weak old woman who got revenge. She was always like kind of her own, like when she lights up that cigar in the old folks home and it's smoking and playing cards and shit after, they're like, you can't gamble in here. And then she just does it anyway.
Right. Like, yeah.
So I thought she was punk as fuck. So that's one of the reasons I'll give it that. And then lines like, what's this all about, Kraut? Say it. Lines like that. Those bump it up for me to 2 whole dead Nazis. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have given it 3 if it were less boring, but it was very boring.
It was very boring.
Yeah.
For a movie about surf Nazis dying, it was.
Right.
There wasn't enough Nazi death.
Right. And it was a revenge movie, and it didn't come across like that.
Very little revenging.
It was a lot about like random gang territories and shit.
Yeah.
That's what the movie was about. And then there was, oh yeah, let's shoehorn in this revenge thing at the end, just so we can kill the Nazis. That's what it felt like, an afterthought.
Yeah.
For our next movie, we're going to do a movie called The Green Room, which is a 2015 American horror thriller film. It is also about Nazis. I have not actually seen this movie.
Oh, you haven't?
I have not. I have not seen it because I cannot look at Patrick Stewart as a Nazi. He will always be my Captain Picard / Professor X.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough for me to see him as the bad guy. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch it again. The first time I watched it, I let some suspension of disbelief get in the way of enjoying the film. We can talk about it when we review it and see if that still holds true. But I'll at least talk about my thoughts about it the first time I watched it.
Okay.
But yeah.
So I'll give a quick little synopsis of it. So Pat, Sam, Reese, and Tiger are members of a punk band, The Ain't Rights, traveling through the Pacific Northwest. After their gig is canceled, a local radio host, Tad, arranges a show through his cousin Daniel at a neo-Nazi skinhead bar in the woods outside Portland, opening for the Nazi metal band Cowcatcher. I mean, that does sound like what a Nazi metal band would be called.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what that's about. I'm not going to get into it. It does start the late Anton Yelchin, who has just been in a ton of great movies. Mm-hmm. He also was the younger version of Pavel Chekhov in the rebooted Star Trek series.
Which delightful in that role.
He was very delightful. I'm not a big fan of that, of the J.J. Abrams Trek, not because of the actors. In fact, I think Zachary Quinto was an awesome Spock.
Fuck yeah, he was.
It makes me sad that those movies were not better, because they had such a great cast and they were just squandered on mediocre movies.
There were great performances in there.
Yeah.
In those films, but the films themselves were shit, because
I mean, it's all
J.J. Abrams is a fucking one-trick pony and is determined to fucking ruin everything he touches with his timey-wimey bullshit and retconning of things. Like,
he managed to ruin Star Trek and Star Wars, and we were okay with him ruining Lost because that was his. He can ruin his own crap. Nobody cares. Do you know why Lost was made?
Mm-mm.
So at the time, the biggest show on TV was Survivor, the reality TV show where people get stranded on an island and have to try to survive stranded. There's a whole film crew and shit there. But they're trying to survive. It was a reality TV show that was one of the most popular shows that's ever been on television. Mm-hmm. And the studio who made it wanted to make a fictionalized version of it for TV. And they hired J.J. Abrams, and they just said, we want a show where a bunch of people get lost. And so he made Lost, and he had no plan for it, which is apparent. That much is obvious when he watched the show. And the first couple seasons are pretty good, and you're like, oh, interesting, there's a lot of mysteries here, mysteries that he never had any answers for because he never thought any of them through. There's tons of MacGuffins and just random shit that never gets answered, and you're just kind of like, okay. And then they just kind of unceremoniously end the show where, spoiler alerts for anyone who never saw the end of Lost. And you know, if you haven't watched it by now, you're not fucking going to. At the end, it's the reason everybody is back together in this church at the end is because they're all in the waiting room after they died, and they're all meeting up together again so they can all move to the beyond together. That's the end of the fucking show. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So, you know, when I hear people talk about shows that they rewatched like so many times, like I've rewatched Battlestar Galactica, I've rewatched 30 Rock, I've rewatched so many good shows of so many different genres. I never hear anyone go, you know what I want to do? A Lost rewatch. No one ever says that. And it had me. When the show came out, it had me. I watched it every week.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, you know, Buffy was over at that point. So I was like, I need something to fill that gap. And Lost filled that gap for me for a couple of years. Way back when TV was scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Was it on Tuesdays also?
If I remember right, yeah.
I think so.
So I first started watching it. I was living in the UK when I first started watching it. So they had it airing differently on Sky.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't, you know, it was on a slightly different schedule. I don't remember when it aired in the US.
I don't remember either. I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the first couple seasons live. I watched it online after the fact. Mm-hmm. But then the last two seasons, I believe, I watched live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think, the last two seasons, I don't think I'd ever seen the last two seasons until it started streaming many years later. Because I'd just kind of given up on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, sorry, everyone. Green Room, starring Anton Yelchin, Imogen Poots, Aaliyah Shawkat, Joe Cole, Callum Turner, and Sir Patrick Stewart. Yes, that's Sir Patrick Stewart. And a few other people, too. We'll get more into everybody else that's in the movie. And it is directed by Jeremy Saulnier. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm sure he listens to this. So, Jeremy, if you could reach out to us and let us know if I pronounced your name correctly, I sure would appreciate it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you said you have seen this movie.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And you said you liked it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't spoil anything for me.
I won't.
I've never seen it. Okay.
Another just, well, we're talking about Anton Yelchin, or Yelchin.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Odd Thomas.
Yes. Great movie.
Which is a very good movie. Did you know that is a Dean Koontz book?
Is it?
It is.
I didn't know that.
So I have started reading this. It's not just one book. It's a series. Mm-hmm. So I've got the next two books in the series that I'm getting ready to read soon. Mm-hmm. Quite good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Maybe I'll check it out. Check that out too.
Books. Check it out.
Check it out. Yeah. Yeah, everybody visit us on www.prairiepunkpress.com. Please listen to our other podcast too, Prairie Punk House Companion. That the link to this and that can both be found on our website. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, any place that you get podcasts. If you want to see our pretty faces, you can watch us on YouTube. If you don't care about our faces, you just want to hear our sultry, booming voices, then listen to us. Should we start doing we can just do ASMR videos.
No, because I fucking hate ASMR. Mouth noises are terrible. Whispering is terrible.
You don't want us to do a podcast like that.
Fucking hate it. No.
I have never watched an ASMR video. I am aware of what it is.
My youngest loves them, and I
keep, I don't have an issue with them. I just don't care about them, really.
Gives me the willies just thinking about it. Does not appeal to my senses at all.
If you want to watch The Green Room ahead of the next episode, where can people find The Green Room? That's a good question.
I bet it's on Tubi.
Probably. Well, it's on Amazon Prime, but you have to rent it. Let me see if it's on Tubi.
I bet it is. There was a bunch of punk rock documentaries on Canopy I saw, which is the free movie database for people with library cards.
Oh, nice. So there is a movie called The Green Room on Tubi, but it is definitely not the same Green Room.
Oh, man.
In fact, it would be hilarious. Maybe we should do both Green Rooms.
Oh no, like we did Suburbia.
Suburbia, yeah. This is like looks like a wacky comedy about pot, which I feel like is a very different feel.
Is Jim Brewer in it?
No. I don't think I recognize any of these people.
Okay. Since I brought up Jim Brewer, can I just say that he was never funny? has never been funny, and his right wing turn just makes his unfunniness that much more sweet and savory to me, because I've always fucking hated that guy.
Yeah. The best thing, the only good thing he was ever in was Half Baked. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Dave Chappelle sucks now too. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
still a good movie overall.
Yeah. Isn't Norm MacDonald in that?
No. John Stewart is, though.
Oh, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
With Norm MacDonald.
No idea. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Dave Chappelle, Jim Brewer, and two other guys whose names I can't recall.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I don't remember it, though. Very well.
I used to watch that movie.
We watched it.
Yeah.
Fairly often.
Yeah. I was going to say, I had it on like VHS, I think, or maybe it was DVD. I had it on one of them when we lived together still.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was one of my frequent watches was Half Baked. It's a shame about, I'm not bummed about Jim Brewer, because I never thought he was funny outside of just being another character in a movie I liked. But Dave Chappelle was disappointing. I was a fan of him.
No, that totally fucking sucks.
Yeah.
The seasons of Saturday Night Live where Jim Brewer was a cast member are by far the worst seasons of Saturday Night Live. The cast in general, when he was on, was just fucking terrible. Granted, I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in probably 20 years.
Right.
But, yeah. It's,
agree. Bad.
No, I don't think it's for me anymore.
Right.
And I don't find it funny. But when he was on there, it was especially unfunny.
Yeah. It was that early 2000s Saturday Night Live. That was some of the worst times. Everything just started sucking around. The Simpsons started sucking around then too.
Yep.
Just everything just kind of went downhill. Not sure why.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of bro movies came out around that time too. It was like the time of like, you know, the gross out bro movie comedies. Just guys American being guys.
Pie. American Pie and shit.
Guys being guys, man. Where they tried to trick women into sleeping with them and stuff, and you're like, am I supposed to be laughing at this?
Right. Yeah.
Like, what? Okay. And then a bunch of gross out shit happens and
you know,
where you're watching a 30-year-old pretend to be a 20-year-old and do gross out shit. Okay. But check us out. Check out our website. Follow us on all of our socials. Make sure you like and subscribe wherever you listen to us. Write a review. It'd be super cool if it was a good one.
Thanks to our Patreons.
Oh yeah. Thanks
supporters.
To our all right. Yeah. We want to thank our, I'll just jump.
You do it.
Once I'm looking at the list. Definitely want to thank our patrons. Mr. Power, Chris, Alec, Adam, and Johnny. You guys, guys are awesome. Thanks for being patrons.
Thank you.
Try to get other people to be patrons too. Mm-hmm. Like, go door to door if you have to. Like, we're like your punk rock
selling witnesses. Girl Scout cookies. Right. Only punk rock podcasts.
Have you heard the good word? Have you heard the good news? There's two punk rock podcasts you can listen to. So yeah, thank you to our patrons.
Yes,
and
thank
keep
you.
Listening. Yeah,
yeah, and fuck Elon Musk. Delete your Twitter.
Fuck Elon Musk. Yeah, yeah. Check us out next time. Check out Prairie Punk House Companion and upcoming episodes of Punk Movie Review. And thanks everybody for listening. And
thanks.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm with the Eight Rights from Washington, D.C. You guys are hard to find. Why no social media presence?
The music is shared live. It's time and aggression. You gotta be there.
Sorry, guys, gotta clear out. Follow me.
And then it's over. Holy shit.
I told you to follow. Hey, stop!
No! 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 No!
You can't keep us here. You gotta let us go.
We're not keeping you. You're just staying. We're so fucking dead, guys.
What do we do? Oh, shit.
This will be over soon, gentlemen.
What are they doing?
They're coming.
We gotta go.
And we die.
How long can we wait?
For sure that is.
Is that a pep talk? Just grab some shit, get ready to run.
Here we go.
I see the bad moon horizon. I see trouble on the way.
They're everywhere!
You breathing? Let him bleed.
Careful now.
I can't die here.
So don't.